Michael Lofan is going to be our presenter. He's our webmaster, and he's going to talk about Instacart and other delivery services. And Mary Storrs, I think, is going to also add her experiences. And Mary is a Heartland member and representative on the board for Heartland. So, okay, Michael, all right, take it away.
Okay. So what we're talking about tonight is an app for your iPhone. You can also log into the website if you don't use an iPhone or Android phone, but it's called Instacart. That's Instacart. And what this allows you to do is buy groceries and also some other items from a variety of different stores that participate. So basically you buy your products and you have about a minimum 5% add-on fee that you pay to the driver, the shopper, the person's actually traveling to the store, picking up the items and bringing them to your home. So I've got the app up here on my iPhone, and the stores that are available to you will depend on where you live. So one of the things you could do when you first get the app, you can just go over and put in your zip code, and it'll tell you what stores are available to you. So you not only have grocery stores, but you do have a few other places like Best Buy, Target, at least here in Evansville, there's a place called The Wine Shop. So I think there's even a Family Dollar now. So, and CVS Pharmacy. So you do have a few other places. Of course, they're not going to do prescriptions, to my knowledge. And one of the recent things they've added to it is for those who may use the EBT cards, food stamp cards, as you can use that. Of course, you still have to have a regular credit card on file as well for any things that would not be covered through that, and as well as to pay your tip for the driver. But essentially, when you first run the app, it'll tell you either your cart is empty, or in my case, I have 48 items in it because I had a couple other stores that I was loading things into. Let's see here.
Target comma delivery button
So
menu.
this is going to tell you.
Your stores heading.
So it's going to tell me my stores.
Aldi comma delivery
Now, the
bulletin
first is going to
one
tell
three
me a couple
miles
that I've
comma delivered
recently
4 days
shopped
ago.
at.
Sam apostrophe S Club
Aldi,
comma delivery comma
Sam's
last order.
Club,
Target comma delivery comma
Target,
more stores
and
heading.
then more. This is going to give me the complete list in my market. I don't know if you want to hear all of them or not, but I think I covered. So I have about almost 10 grocery stores, and then, of course, Best Buy, CVS, and all the ones that I mentioned is what I have here in Evansville. So I'm going to choose one store.
Aldi comma
I'm going
delivery
to choose
bulletin one
Aldi.
period 3 miles.
And
Back to home
now, some of
button.
these stores add fees. So when you buy something through here, it may cost more than if you were able to make it to the actual grocery store to purchase it. So the two stores I know that do not do that, at least where I live, one is Aldi's, which is really a great store. And we kind of think of it as all the generic stuff, but they have really, in the last couple of years, really increased, expanded their selection of items, and they're very health conscious. So very healthy products. They're also taste good and great prices. So for the sake of this demonstration, we're going to use Aldi. But the other one, I not elevating prices if you have a cart, is Sam's Club. So if you are a fan of Sam's in your area, it's probably worth it to pay the $35 for that cart. It gives you more than a 10% discount, almost 13, 14% discount. So if you spend at least $300, it's going to pay for itself. And because Sam's you buy in bulk, that's what it's going to do. So we've opened Aldi's, and
Cart, 48 items button.
again, that's because I already have items in there from two different stores. You can do two stores at once. In the past, I would not have recommended that, but I think now they've got it smoothed out enough that you could do that. I should have maybe cleared the cart for sake of
Search
this
Aldi
demo,
comma
but
ellipsis comma button.
I think
Search
we'll get
field.
the gist of it here.
Claim your free pickup or delivery today! Exclamation mark. 11:18:56 button. Close. Active address. 5 selected. Pickup. Next service availability. March 8th-March 9th button.
Okay, so just a few minutes ago, before we started, it said 2 hours. But so normally during the day, you can get groceries as quickly as 2 hours. It may be more like 5. Of course, you can schedule into the future, and we can show you
Buy it
that.
again, comma, view more. Button. My mochi ice cream, comma, double chocolate, comma, breakfast best sausage, comma, egg and cheese croissants, comma, dollar sign 3 period 29, comma, 18
So what it's
ounces.
showing is
VA
things
card.
that I've
Button.
purchased in the
Adjustable.
past, but and you can go through and see things.
Kirkwood Buffalo Chicken Wings, comma, dollar sign 7 period
Okay, so let's
05,
just say
comma,
we want
28
some of these
ounces.
chicken
VA card.
wings.
Button. Adjustable.
I think I already added them to the cart, so you can swipe up to add if it's at 0 or swipe down.
0 in cart. 4 in cart. 0 in cart.
Oh, it's not working right.
4 in cart. Breakfast best sausage cup. 0 in cart. 3 in cart. 0 in cart.
This is not working right. Oh, good. Always nothing like a live demo for something not to work correctly. So what did you do? You swipe up and let me see that little thing in the
characters, words, speaking rate,
the rotor,
audio decking, headings, screen recognition.
I'm going to turn that off.
Screen recognition on for Instacart.
Pieces,
Michael.
Okay, let's see if that
$3:29, breakfast best buffalo style, screen recognition off for Instacart. Headings, audio, okay. Speaking, words.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? Was that someone?
I was just joking about your healthy choices.
Yeah.
Ice cream was at the top.
Actually, I do have that was actually one I didn't like. It was some kind of weird ice cream in these little dough balls or something. That was kind of nasty. But so anyway.
So can I comment?
Yes, please.
So when you're swiping along the items for your cart that you want to be delivered, if you use the rotor, the default setting will be that you can add or remove an item. And then if you use the rotor on your iPhone, you can
tab 2 of 4.
You know, go by characters or go by word if you want to know how something is spelled. And then you can also double tap on an item to get more information about it and add it to cart that way. There's like an add to cart button on, like when you double tap the item and a new thing loads, and it tells you about, sometimes it tells you about the item. Sometimes it'll say ingredients, and it will say, may not be according to packaging or something, and it doesn't really tell you anything at all, but sometimes it will. And then
you might explain what rotor is
on the iPhone.
Yeah, for people that may not know or haven't used it.
How do I describe it?
Android doesn't have a rotor.
Yeah, the rotor is it's something very essential that lets you choose the way you navigate the phone. So as you said,
you basically take your thumb and your pointer finger. Yeah. You remember the old rotary phones?
Right.
Like from back in the day? It's kind of a similar concept in a way, where if you spin the dial, it'll take you to being able to navigate by characters, words, headings, etc.
And I would say that is an important move if you're using an iPhone, because you can go through all kinds of like menus by using that twist motion.
Yeah, I use the analogy of a radio dial, because you're holding one finger in place and turning the other finger, or moving both. So I the best analogy I can use is an old school radio dial that you actually turn it with two fingers. And that
I think some people might use their thumb and index, but I tend to use my index and my middle finger and kind of balance the phone with my thumb and then spin, on the screen.
Mm-hmm. I just kind of wanted to add that in case you do have problems adding stuff to cart.
Departments
there is more than one way to do it, so you're not stuck 2 of 4 if something goes wrong with the add to cart feature.
Yeah, I've never seen that happen before, but that's always what happens when you do it live.
I haven't heard that happen either,
but
we're on presentation and that's going to happen. So.
Exactly. So, and the other thing, like she said, you could double tap on the item, and one of the other things it'll do is not only give you the nutritional information, but also show you related items. So I don't want those particular type of chicken wings. I want to see what other wings they may have. So that's one way to do it. Now you have tabs on the bottom of the screen.
Selected shop tab.
That's the shop tab. And that's going to show you, like I said, things that you reach.
Is Michael cutting out for you all as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Michael.
We purchased. But it's the explore tab. Also give you some, yes.
You're cutting out. You cut out a little bit. So we lost part of what you said. Back up.
Yeah. If you go back to where you started from the shop tab and explain from there.
Okay. Great.
Shop tab.
So in the bottom, you got some tabs. One on the far left that you start out in by default is the shop tab.
Selected. Explore.
Then you got the explore tab.
Savings tab.
Savings tab.
Buy it again tab.
And the buy it again tab. The things that you recently purchased. But
select shop tab. 1 of 4.
What I use is a shop tab. That's what you come into by default, and that's going to show you items that you recently purchased and so forth. And
selected. Explore.
The next one, the explore tab. That's useful because you can search for products. We'll show you that. And it also gives you categories.
Pork rinds button. Actions available. Kirkwood button.
Those things are terrible. Searches.
Heading.
So what it's doing is showing different things that I've searched for in the past.
Search field is editing. Search insertion point at end.
Now, I don't know if you've seen this, Mary. For some reason, this doesn't, like, it doesn't let you see the search that you put in there. I could try, of course, the voice search may not work because I have, I've got it patched into my mixer. What is something you want to find? Well, someone give me a word, a food item.
No, they can't see you at all.
Okay. Just try, I guess you could try Ruffles or something.
Ruffles, okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, you're such a healthy
I don't know
eater.
If Aldi's has Ruffles. I might just try potato chips for the sake of, they may have Ruffles, but.
Potato chips.
Okay, so.
Are you from Minnesota?
Am I from Minnesota? No.
Yeah. You have kind of a Minnesota accent or Wisconsin.
I've never been told that.
He has started doing Minnesota's website for them.
Yeah, so maybe it's rubbing off on me.
I hope you have.
He's like, do potato, not convert, potato chips.
Setting, potato chips. Word mode. Insertion.
Okay, so let's see what we got when we did potato chips.
Button. Search field. Is button. Potato chips kettle. Button.
So you get kettle chips.
Potato chips wavy. Button.
Oh, those potato are all the search. Button. The search.
Right,
oh,
categories of different types.
Potato chips. Very cool. Button. Very cool.
Potato chips kettle cooked. Button. Potato chips Pringles. Button. Oh,
so, boy. Okay, so for this sake, we'll click on the Pringles.
Potato chips Pringles. Clancy apostrophe S original stackers, comma, 5.2 ounces, comma, store choice badge. Button.
Okay, adjustable. Clancy's. They're actually very good. I've only had their pork rinds, which are actually very healthy.
And you'll notice it says store choice badge. You'll want to be careful with those because they claim that those are excellent value, but they aren't always. I think it's probably just like the sighted world. They'll be like, there's a sale. And then you go look at the price and you'll be like, that's not really a sale.
Yeah.
So
I thought it had to do more with popularity.
Clancy
but,
apostrophe S original stackers, comma, dollar sign one, period
it's
zero.
It's not the
Clancy
store
apostrophe
brand.
S sour cream and onion stackers, comma, dollar sign one, period
so I'm
zero.
I'm just going to see if the swipe up will work. Ounces,
one in cart.
No, it's not.
Okay, there it worked. Now it worked. One in cart. So I just added it to my cart.
So is there a store brand? I didn't know there was a store brand at Aldi's.
You can shop it. Well, if they do have store brands.
Yeah, Aldi's has their own brands.
They do, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They sure do. Mm-hmm.
Right, so I think we covered the different ways to add products. You could double tap on it, read more information. You could swipe up and add 1, 2, 3, 4, or swipe down if you added more than you intended to. Mm-hmm. So those are the main way to add items
results
here. I'm trying to think how
Pringles.
To...
Heading.
I also kind of wanted to go back a second, Michael.
Sure, Mary. Go ahead.
And for the stores, some of the stores that I really like having on Instacart are stores like Petco, because, you know, if you order a 40-pound bag dog food or some such, or, you know, you could get, they usually have a, if you buy the, we might go into the delivery, the different things you can buy later on, but I have Instacart Express. So I believe it's $99 a year or some such. So it takes away a lot of your other delivery fees and things if you have Instacart Express. But you have to have a $35 minimum in order to get free delivery. But
you have to have 35 a month?
35 for every time you shop. Michael has added his Pringles and his chicken wings and whatever. Mm-hmm. When he checks out, he has to have $35 to get free delivery.
Which is weird. I think they may have changed that, Mary, because now I think if you actually have if you pay for the Instacart Express, I think they'll let you go as low as $10. But
yeah,
if you
can go as low as $10, but you have to pay an extra fee.
Right, extra fees. All right, you really want to spend $35. That is correct.
But if you spend $35, then you won't have to pay any extra fees besides the tip. And sometimes if you buy like 10 gallons of water, they make you pay like a heavy charge fee or something, like a dollar or something.
That is true. It's something, you know, Mountain Dew, sodas, whatever.
Right.
Well, how much do you have to pay if you don't have Instacart Express? I would think they would waive the fee if you're paying $99 a year.
Well, it's like, I think it's like $4.99 or $5.99 every time you get it delivered, plus a service fee, plus your tip and your driver, plus maybe a bag fee. And a lot of those fees get waived away if you pay the $99.
Oh, okay.
It really
is. Which fees do get waived away? Do you know?
The $5.99 fee for sure does. Which, for me alone, if I shop once a month and would have to spend $5.99 a year, or, you know, if I shop $5.99 per month for 12 months, that's going to be more than $99 right there. So I'm better off to get the Instacart Express.
Well,
they do let you, or at least they did when I signed up, they give you a month free where you can try it for 30 days for free. And then,
oh no, it's only $72.
Well, I think it's,
yeah, I was doing the math too.
Okay.
Well, it's more than a $5.99. I think it adds about $8 to $10 by not having it.
Yeah. So. You get other fees waived too, but I know for sure that it was the $5.99.
Okay.
And it depends how much you buy as well. So, right. If you,
it does.
How does that two store thing work? I mean, so you're ordering from two different places and so you pay the fees for both places, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I could go in there and show you the checkout, you're going to choose the time and it's going to show you the price and everything. And you're going to, because it's going to be two different people. Not one person won't go to both stores. So it'd be like finishing two different orders.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I guess we could do that part if you wanted, just to see.
Explore. Back button.
I was just curious how that worked.
Card. 49 items. Button.
Okay, so it says 49 items, but that's because there's orders between Aldi's and Sam's Club. So let's see.
Aldi, $189.98. Button. Heading. Aldi, $1.
Okay, so now here's where we check out for Aldi.
Aldi. Heading.
So that's $189. I guess you have a lot of family.
Yeah, I had a lot of stuff in there. I tend to bulk buy because I get paid quarterly by my clients, so I tend to kind of buy a lot of things, you know, every 3 months or so, and then I get a few small items in between.
Aldi.
So the $99 thing really would work for you.
I think you could do that monthly as well. If $99 is a bit much to pay for a full year, you can do it monthly, but it's going to cost you more. I want to say it's about $12 a month. I'm not sure. I believe. So if you'd rather just do that, pay it for a month or two. And I think some people do that. I've seen people do that. They'll pay $12, use it at the beginning and near the end of the month, and then, you know, close out for a couple of months and then come back. And so I can't really demo it, but I have used it twice. So I just want to mention that Walmart now does grocery delivery. Again, about the same fees, the $98 a year, or I think $6.99 maybe per order. And one thing is they do have everything that is available in the store through the app, and they do not, at least last time I checked, they do not increase the price of anything. So if you're a big fan of Walmart, there are certain things I really don't like to get at Walmart. Some of their meats, I just find that they, I think, use more.
They're fattier.
Right, fattier. I get
fillers.
Processed, right, and I get more indigestion from them. So, but that is one option. And, you know, if you're a fan of Walmart or you need other things as well, that's one other option. But Instacart's
sorry, go ahead.
Michael?
Yes.
Can I ask two Instacart questions?
Yes, go ahead, Pat.
Okay, regarding Instacart online, I had problems getting the description of the items. Have they improved that? And they also have an Instacart where you can talk to a person who will help you shop. They're located in St. Louis, but you have to deal with a CAPTCHA.
Actually, I'm going to pause you right there for a second, because when you check out, we haven't gotten to this part yet, but when you check out and you're like, the descriptions have improved tremendously since I first started using it, for one thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes I will call Ira or Be My Eyes if I'm not sure what a product is and have somebody look at it for me. But then once you get your list going, like if you shop for the same things month after month, you won't actually ever have to, you know what I mean? You can just go into the previous, like the, I don't remember what it, buy it again or whatever it's called.
Past orders.
Yeah, past orders. Or, well, on the shop page, there's like, past the search, there's like a your items or something, right? And then it shows all the items you've ever bought. You can, like, it'll show you like a preview, but then you can go to the view more, and then you get all your items you've ever bought on Instacart. And so you can just add those things to cart, and you don't ever have to worry about trying to find those things again if you want the same things.
Now, what about the CAPTCHA?
But then when you check out, you actually have, like, when the person starts shopping for your order, you have the ability to chat with that person.
Sure do.
As they are shopping.
You still need the CAPTCHA.
What's that?
If you're dealing with their shopper, you need the capture. And I was talking about using the web-based with a laptop, what? Not the app, not the phone app.
Is I really can't comment. I've never...
Yeah, I've never used the web. The only thing I've ever used the website for is to send gift cards.
Well, let me ask this question. If you're not comfortable doing this through the smartphone, then you could use a direct phone line.
You can talk to their shopper. They have a shopping service within Instacart, but at the end, you're still dealing with a CAPTCHA, and that's what's stopped me from using their in-house shopper.
But they have an audio CAPTCHA, don't they?
What?
Do they have an audio CAPTCHA?
Well, not that I ever found.
Okay. Something we need to maybe look at. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, exactly, because I don't. Bill Sparks has used it online and never commented on that. So if it is there, it's either solvable or it's something new. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I've never seen it once you log in with your own credentials.
Okay.
When we do the shopping,
yeah, go ahead, Rich. Tell
we do it online. We use the website.
Okay.
And it's the very same layout as Mike was describing. And then when you go through your checkout, in that checkout, they will take your cell phone number as part of the what you put in your checkout menu or whatever you call it. And then once they start shopping, they just continually text you about what they're finding and if they got a substitute of, and they even give you they even text you when they start shopping. So if you've got any questions, you just, the whole time that person is shopping, you can text back and forth and communicate with that shopper, and that way you don't have to even mess with the CAPTCHA.
Right, and as long as you have a cell phone from which you can receive text messages.
And
right.
They also replace, like if they ask you, are you sure you want a replacement for such an item, and they'll tell you what the item is that they have to replace.
Mm-hmm.
And they text you.
And if they send you a picture, all you have to do is say, I can't see the picture.
Right.
I'm blind, and then they will use words.
They sure will.
Yeah. I have a question about how Be My Eyes would check.
They go online. They go online to the Instacart website and see the product.
I was going to say, do they give them access to your phone?
No, they look at your zip code and they can go to see the stores in your area.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Very cool.
Yeah, so that's the great thing. It is they make substitutes. Now, we could do that if we get to the checkout, but I'd have to go ahead and pay for an order to do it. But then it brings up and you can choose if you want substitutes or no substitutes. If this product's not in stock, just replace it with nothing, or to give you some alternative options, or you can say you can trust your shopper. But if you're available,
you can
watch.
Don't replace an item if they're out.
Right.
That's usually what I do. There's a couple things I don't care, but most things, right, I just say don't replace it if it's out. Mm-hmm. But you can watch as they're shopping, as some, you know, has been mentioned. So if you, and you can, there's a button you can say approve, or you say, no, I don't want that, or just cancel out. So you have that. They used to in the past be more likely to reach out to you more, or maybe even call you, but they've cut back on that because some of the shoppers were taking too long and they were trying to work on efficiency to get them through the store more quickly. But you do have the way to communicate with them all through it. If there's just, they just get something that's just not what you want. Maybe you want 3 pounds of hamburger in the case of Sam's Club, but they only got a 10-pound roll and you don't want that much. You can say, no, I don't want that. Or,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I have a question. So if you wanted to work through the website rather than through the app, so what is the website address?
It's Instacart.com.
I just put Instacart in Google and then it comes right up.
So, okay.
Or you just put Instacart.com.
Yeah, Instacart.com. You got to be careful going through Google because sometimes Google could take you somewhere you did not intend to go.
You don't want to go to the White House, not go.
Yeah, exactly.
So, right. Well, it tells you Instacart shop for both. Yeah. You know, you got to read your things. But
I know. I hate searching Google, honestly.
Yeah. But really, Instacart.com. So it's important. If you're going to use it, just learn that. I-N-S-T-A, Insta. You know, instant without the N-T. Instacart.com.
So the other thing that Instacart has done, at least when I shop at Kroger, and they probably do it for Aldi, I imagine, is on that page, like when you're when you can browse for your past items and then you can look at all the departments. So you can say, like, you want to go hit the floral department button or whatever. But they also have a new feature that they've just had in the last couple months called recipe. So, like, they sort of take all your items that you've bought in the past and they give you recipes for things that you've bought in the past.
Oh, wow.
And then you can add the stuff to your cart from the recipes.
Yeah. Mary likes to cook, by the way.
Yeah.
He's an excellent
I didn't
cook.
Even catch that one. I saw a thing where they were trying to auto, like, have it auto shop for things that you regularly buy, which I don't want to do that. I want to pay as right. I go, shop as I go. But I hadn't seen that recipe thing. I'll look into that.
Mm-hmm. I think there are only some stores that do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know Kroger does couple- for sure.
So do different stores have different fees?
It's there.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see so...
Different stores have different fees.
Not really. I mean,
well yeah, I would say yes to that question because some stores can add like a dollar to the product, but not all products. So, and that's important because, you know, if you buy 40 products and a dollar has been added to each of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll tell you, one example is Costco. I would never use Instacart to buy at Costco because the markup is like 19%. It's just crazy.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I would never use it for that store.
For the store thing, if it depends on the neighborhood that you're in, because there are certain Krogers in Indianapolis that you don't want to use, because, for example, at the one at 65th and Keystone, if you want to buy a pound of almonds, they'll get you a pound of almonds. But there's some Kroger stores where, because this has happened to me, they will send the shopper to the wrong Kroger store, and you'll get 8 2-ounce packages of almonds.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to know the likelihood of what, you know, if you're in a large city, what store they're likely to shop at.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, it usually means that store is out of what you requested, and so they're trying to replace it with an equivalent.
No.
So basically, you need to kind of know your stores. Yeah.
You have to know, it's a wise idea to have an idea which store they're buying from, and in general, what quality of goods they have.
Well, let me ask this, Michael or Mary, can you request a certain store? I mean, can you say, I want this grocery store or this location?
Well, in the Instacart app, it'll say Kroger, and then it'll give the address. You can double tap that one or not, or you can go choose a different one.
Okay.
Yeah, so we only have one store per city, like only Aldi or one Kroger.
We don't live in a big Indianapolis area, at least I don't.
No, we don't either.
I don't have, the Kroger that's closest to me is the one they shop from. So
now, are they able to look at where you are and kind of do that by your location or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Because in Bloomington, sure. I mean, we have four Krogers in Bloomington alone and we're not huge. So.
And, you know, somewhere like Indianapolis, it's going to, like here, I think you could be anywhere in Evansville and get the same list of stores, but in Indianapolis, because of its size, you put in your zip code and you're going to get, it's going to be more specific to your area.
Right.
That's right.
Okay. Very cool. Okay. Anything else we need to know about Instacart?
So after you check out, or as you're checking out, you have different delivery options. When you check out, you can choose to have them just leave it at your door, or they can knock and put it like in a specific area if you want them to. I have, since COVID hit, I've just always had them leave it at my door if you're not around, and they do. And you get text messages throughout or notification on your phone that says, your driver is approaching your door. For safety, please wear a mask, blah, blah, blah. And then when your order has been dropped off, you'll get a text that says your order has been dropped off. Now, in the event that your Instacart order has been dropped off, but it's not actually at your place, this does happen from
been there, done that. Yeah. We can talk about that.
Now, I have been using Instacart for 2 years and it's happened twice to me. And, I'm a pretty faithful Instacart shopper. At least for the past year, I do it probably once a week. So I'd say those are pretty good statistics overall. But in the event that it does happen to you, you know, that you click on the help button and one of the first things that comes up is have a problem with your order, you know, and then you click on that and you can say, you know, my order isn't here or whatever. And then it'll give you the option to either send an email or a call, or call somebody at Instacart and talk to them about your order. And they'll look up, you know, when it was delivered, who was the driver, etc. You know, and if you catch it soon enough, the driver might even go back over to where they dropped it off, pick up the order and bring it to your place if it doesn't look like it's been tampered with. But if it looks like it's been tampered with, or if it's like more than say 20 minutes, they will just have a shopper shop for your order again and not charge you for the items.
Wow. Okay.
And one time I got somebody else's order. Like I got like 3 loaves of bread and a thing of cinnamon raisin bagels and like 2 cartons of those like 20 or 18 eggs or whatever. And I'm like, what the heck am I going to do with 36 eggs? You know, so I got all this food. So I called Instacart and I was like, yeah, I requested an order. It was dropped off, but it is not my order. And so they were like, then you can keep the food and we'll send a shopper to get your order.
Wow.
So I ended up giving away lots of food to my neighbors that day.
Yeah.
Because they don't charge you any extra for their mistake.
I think that's what one of the fees is like insurance for that very reason or something. And
right.
Yeah. I had that once where actually 2 days in a row it happened twice. And instead of taking it to my address at 5063, they took it to 5053, 5 units away.
Oh, no.
Well, the second day, you know, I went and figured out where it was. Of course, I got the orders replaced, but, you know, I went and talked to the neighbor, got back most of the food, but not all of it, but then got the remaining from the store. And that was right when the pandemic hit and they really expanded the company and brought in a lot of new people very quickly. You know, so there was unique issues there, but yeah, that can happen. So pay attention to that when that's dropped off. And, you know, if it says it's there, then you want to check that. Now, pre-pandemic, they'd bring it in and set it on your table.
Right.
And some of them still probably would do that if you wanted to, if you had your mask on. Maybe it's because it's a smaller community here. I know some of the shoppers, you know, because we had repeat business. But yeah, generally leave it there by your door. Or if you have a table outside or something, or an outside porch or whatever, you know, you can go that route. So
I'm going to ask this. Do you think, because there are stores, aren't there stores now that have their own delivery? I mean, or do they all work through an app like that?
Well, like Kroger does have one, but yeah. They charge like $12.99 for delivery of their stuff.
Oh, okay, so it's delivery. Yeah, more. Meijer does too, but you have to pay a $50 minimum order.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and Meijer is on Instacart. So, but like I said, the first thing you have to do is see what's available in your area. Like Mary mentioned, Petco and Kroger; those are two options that I don't even have here. But
yeah, we don't have Instacart at all in Lafayette right now.
Are you sure?
At least we did a few months ago.
I was thinking
you
do.
It was pretty much state.
Yeah,
money.
I'm pretty sure you do. Because
I'm pretty sure you do, and I almost want to go look it up for you. Tell me your zip code.
I'll look it up again.
Because there's towns much smaller than Lafayette.
Let me make an announcement before I lose some people, because I hear some people going, da, 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 you know. So what Michael, or maybe Michael can check and see, does Melissa have, does Mel have an Instacart?
I'll check. Here? It's fine. I can check.
So in April, we are going to hear from Peter Berg with the Great Lakes region. ADA Great Lakes region, which he's fantastic speaker, and also Matt Norris, who works for the Indiana Institute for Disability and Community here in Bloomington, who is a local institute that works with ADA Indiana. And so they're going to talk about their program. And actually, ADA Indiana just awarded my Transportation and Mobility Committee a grant here in Bloomington. And this is the second grant that we've gotten from ADA Indiana in 2 years. So they'll talk a little bit about that grant program as well. And they do it every year. And so they're going to come and talk about ADA Indiana and the projects that they have here in Indiana. So, and that'll be in our April meeting. I'm excited about having them to come. They really wanted to come and talk with us. They would have been at our convention this year.
back in the fall, but they're excited to be able to come this spring and talk with us. So that'll be our April meeting before I lose people. Yeah. So anyway.
Congratulations. I want to make a comment for other cities. I know it sounds stupid and everybody's got their iPhone. Okay, fine. But there is a group called GoGo, and they add another fee on Instacart, and it does work in small towns. It's 855-222-4919, and it's everything that has been described here, but you have an intermediary who places the orders. If there is an advantage to it, they can take special instructions, and your stuff won't go to the wrong place because you're in touch with someone who's tracking the shopper. I'm not saying that's cheaper than Instacart, because it isn't, but it isn't that much more expensive if you're buying enough items.
And I will say
lockdown, I'm sorry?
Oh, that's right. Go ahead. Finish.
During the lockdown, a lot of people used it because not everybody has the same computer skills, and it works. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I was going to say that reminds me of GoGo.
Same thing. They just dropped.
Yeah, it's a concierge.
It's called GoGo.
Yeah, concierge service for like Uber has it, and yeah. So
they deliver meals. They deliver in restaurants. Was useful during the lockdown.
Yeah. So right. So okay. So anybody else have any questions for Michael or Mary? Thank you guys. This was great. Carrie, do you have?
Hello. We didn't even get into like the restaurant stuff like DoorDash, Uber Eats, etc. We just spent all the time on Instacart. Peapod is no longer an option. I'm very sad about that.
Yeah.
Per the Google search, there's another group called IxQuick, which is good. IxQuick.com, which is the new name for StartPage. And if you don't like searching on Google, you can go to www.ixquick.com as an alternative.
I had something to say about Google searches. my brother needed to contact PayPal, so he just did a Google search on it and went to the first result, and it was a scam place. So it's really important to be careful with Google searches. It's not Google's fault, but sometimes those things sort to the top.
Yeah,
and
I agree. You always have to be careful.
He really had to do a lot of work with the credit companies and stuff like that to keep track of his credit in case they got any money from him.
Yeah, good idea.
At all times, go directly. PayPal, go to PayPal.com.
Right, go directly.
You know, I have a funny story to tell about Instacart. So it was almost a couple years. Yeah, it was a couple years ago now. Some of you may know Marilyn from our Heartland chapter.
Yeah.
She had invited me over to help resolve some technology stuff, and she had asked me to help her set up Instacart. So I walked her through everything, and when I was leaving, her order was on the way. You know, she was so excited. So she got her order, and then she got one extra item. I can't remember if it was like mouthwash or something just completely random that she did not order. And she was like, Mary, they gave me the wrong thing. And I'm like, yeah, it happens. Just tell them you got an extra item, but they're not going to come back and get it from you. So either use it or give it away. And she was like, really? And I was like, yep.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny, though. And it was fun just to watch her be really excited about, oh, my order's coming. Oh, they're shopping for it.
Yeah, that's fun. And I think I would like to try it the way Rich and Regina did it with, and they're texting you kind of during the time that you're shopping. It's almost like you're shopping with them.
Yeah, I like it that way.
Yeah, if you don't text, you still can get the same notifications pop up on your phone that come in.
Oh, I know, but I still like the texting. But you're right, Gary.
you get them both ways. You can get it both ways.
Well, Rich and I
had both turned on.
That's good. We tell them to ring our doorbell when they bring our stuff, and they do.
Yeah. Well, very cool.
You have a secret code.
Yeah.
A doorbell.
Well, I actually put it when we set up our account. That's what I put on the account. And when I check out, it has the instructions there that I've that's on my account for them to ring my doorbell.
Mm-hmm. What I usually do is sit on the porch and then they'll just come up
on the porch too.
Hey, how you? And they get to know you. Hey, how you doing? I see your dog in the window and whatever.
Yeah, before the pandemic, I had a Instacart shopper that would come in and deliver my stuff. His name was Christopher G. And one of my cats really loved him. And He always brought everything in paper bags.
Oh.
He kind of struck me as kind of a hippie, kind of healthy, you know, person. And I remember one day it rained, rained really bad, and the paper sacks got so wet just from him carrying them in that one of them broke.
Oh, yeah. No.
And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's so funny. And after that, he always brought some plastic and then some paper. If anything, you know, that could be stored in paper could afford to fall out or something happened.
Yeah.
He'd still use paper, but otherwise he used plastic. But
one of my concerns was, would they pay attention to the quality of the food or just grab the first thing? But most of those folks, they are what we call foodies, and they enjoy food and they... Mm-hmm. You know, so they take pride in getting the best, the freshest products and the longest, you know, dates on expiration dates and so forth. So,
yeah, the drivers, in addition to tipping them, but rating them is really, really important, because if they get enough bad ratings, they just don't work for Instacart anymore. Yeah. You know, and if they're really bad.
And, you know, as far as the prices of things, I find that I offset that and will save money. Just the fact that I can shop and compare prices and different products and quantities, right, and that at the end of the day, I'm saving money.
Let me ask this. What about buying fresh vegetables and things? Do you find that, because, you know, everybody has a different skill, you know, some people aren't really good at looking at the freshest, you know, vegetable or the freshest fruit or whatever.
That's fine.
I just got the yummiest tasting strawberries the other day.
I just wondered how that works, you know, people picking out fresh, what? You know, vegetables.
Yeah. They're usually pretty good. And if they're not, they get bad ratings and they end up blowing away.
Exactly.
What were you going to say, Rich? Regina?
I was agreeing with Mary, and I know Aldi's have good vegetables, I found.
They do. Uh-huh. They have great vegetables.
They really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't speak highly enough for Aldi. The prices and the quality of food.
Well, didn't Trader Joe's buy them out?
They are part of the same chain.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, Trader Joe's is kind of the rich and snobby, and Aldi is the
the common people.
The frugal, yes.
The frugal.
But they're health conscious.
Brand of Trader Joe's.
Yeah, they are health conscious. They are.
Yes.
Okay. Even ice cream is low fat, so. I'm serious. It is.
I had to tease you about that, Michael.
I knew you did, yes.
Well, Rich doesn't have to worry about that, thank goodness. He must be nice.
Yeah, it's just very empowering to be able to do it yourself and... I was the same way first couple of times of watching them shop, and just, it was very liberating.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of having to go to the store and find some 16-year-old that probably doesn't really care and is trying to help you, but they don't really understand what's going on.
Somebody who doesn't speak English.
Yeah. Oh,
and one time they paired me up with somebody who couldn't read. That was the worst.
Oh, yeah. 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 And you know, it's really, when the more independent things you do, the more liberating you feel. I mean, you know, it, like the first time you take your first bus trip or whatever, you know, makes you feel like, wow, I can do that. I can have some freedom. I can do, you know, whatever independently. It is liberating. So,
well, I mean, I think those things can add up when you're trying to assess when someone can live independently or not.
Yeah.
It does.
Absolutely. So,
I did find some Instacart stuff in Lafayette, Indiana.
There you go.
How many stores? I'm curious what they have. That's a good sized town.
Good. I thought it was pretty much statewide, isn't it? I mean,
for a few months ago, it was not in Lafayette because several people told me.
That's interesting. Okay.
So
yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Because Bedford is definitely smaller than Lafayette.
Yeah, I was going to say it's in towns of 8,000-9,000 people.
By regions or something.
Yeah.
You know.
We got it like right before the pandemic hit, so it shouldn't have come at a better time. Now we also use the Walmart site sometimes, where, you know, where you can go and do the order, but then you have to pick it up. You have to find a ride or find some public transportation or whatever to, you know, go pick up. But they bag it for you and stuff. But,
and bring it to your car.
Right.
Now they may have expanded to Bedford. I don't know, or at least Bloomington. They say that 3,000 stores now deliver. So
which ours doesn't yet.
Yeah. Now, if they had it on the website, because I've heard a lot of people complain about the Walmart app. Like when there's a new upgrade, all of a sudden their app doesn't work anymore for a while.
Oh,
and then they have to fix it.
I hate upgrades.
Yeah, so, it's just kind of kludgy where you get like 2, 3, or 4 products, and then there's buttons for each, and you have to keep track of. It's not simple like Instacart where you just swipe up, or there's one product per button, you know, and you have to. And Walmart, you have to have it ordered like by 1:45 in the morning, and then, you know, you get the next day, or sometimes it takes a couple days.
Speaking of, you had said earlier when we were doing the Instacart thing, and you had said earlier it was available, 2-hour shopping was available, 2-hour delivery. But then when you went in, it said, you know, March 8, March 9. And I think like some nights, Usually it's more like 9 o'clock at night, but I found that if I try to get my shopping done at 7 in the evening on a weekday, they don't always have somebody available, and they'll be like, your order is going to be late. So sometimes like it just sort of, if they know that they don't have any shoppers that are out, then they'll just tell you that it could arrive the next day.
Yeah.
So. We usually do ours in the morning. Of course, I'm retired and I'd be able to do that, but we usually have stuff by lunchtime. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's quick.
Yeah, if you get it by 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, you should have it by lunch. You can get a rotisserie chicken. So a lot of times I do.
Let me ask this. Is DoorDash and other services that much different that it would be worth our time and of interest to people to have us, you know, a call on DoorDash? And
we use Grubhub, Barbara, and the navigation is not that much different. I mean, usually if you can use one, you can pretty much use.
Yeah. I think the only thing is like with DoorDash, they primarily do restaurants, but now they've started doing what they call convenience orders.
Yeah.
So you can, for whatever reason, they consider going to the wine shop here in Bloomington a convenience order.
We don't have DoorDash.
Sounds like an indulgence to me.
Exactly. CVS is listed as a convenience thing. So they're starting to add other shops and stores and kind of expanding into the store delivery.
DoorDash and in Bloomington, delivery.com, you can also call them on the phone. And just tell them what you want to. You don't even have to use an app or the website.
And I noticed that Michael said on his list in Evansville, he has a wine shop. And like if you order, you know, if you do a grocery order at Kroger, you can't order wine.
Mm-mm. Right. So, you can on DoorDash on the wine shop though. And mm-hmm. Big Red Liquors has an app you can download on your phone.
Yeah.
And you can order through there, but you have to get, I want to say it's $50 in alcohol. So I have like lots and lots of alcohol. I don't have like, maybe it's $40, something like that.
But I noticed he said they had a wine. Isn't there a wine shop or something in Evansville on the list?
How does that work, Michael?
But so I don't know if they mark up the prices.
They deliver wine without checking to see if you're 21.
Oh no!
You have to show your ID.
You're gonna have to show your ID. They're gonna validate it.
Mm-hmm. So they're not gonna look. They're not gonna drop it off at your door. They're gonna want to see your ID.
Yeah, you have to open your door, show them your ID, and then they leave.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
Well,
with GoGo, they'll get you beer at Kroger because I've done it.
Okay. Yeah. Hmm. I never buy that. I like wine, but whenever we order. Whenever we order through Kroger, you can't order wine.
I like snobby beer, like the microbrew, you know, handcrafted stuff.
So, well, I think we've lost half of us, but that's okay because it's 8:15 and we usually quit before now. So thanks, Michael. And thanks, Mary.
Yeah, thank you.